Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
From Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has disputed new research, and you did remember this last week, from the children's charity Bernardo's, which claims that 1 in 10 parents has used food banks in the last year. Seems like a lot, doesn't it? 10% of the population. But I don't know if I doubt it or not. I think it's quite possible. And Mr. Varadkar said he would wonder about the scientific basis of the survey published last week, which showed that nearly one third of parents have skipped meals or reduced portion sizes to feed their children in the last year. I don't think, again, that's unrealistic. The people, you know, maybe towards the end of the month, they don't have enough money to buy a decent meal. So it's kind of like, kids, you're on fish fingers and chips today, and we got to make that frozen bag of chips last a bit longer. That's not unrealistic. That's what they're saying. The survey carried out by Coin Research, which interviewed a representative sample of 1,000 adults last October, also found out that the number of families who have used a food bank had doubled since last year. In today's paper, we read 89,000 children and 66,000 pensioners are in constant poverty or consistent poverty. And we don't know the figures for the adults or the single people, as Michael mentioned. But it would be fair to suggest that we can add a few hundred thousand to that when we take the 18 to 65 year olds into consideration. That's only the children and pensioners. I mean, the latest raft of targeted help for the government doesn't really go far enough, as it doesn't assist the middle class, who, according to many out there, are also badly impacted right now, right at this very moment in time, by the cost of living crisis. And they are more likely to have increased mortgages. A car, for example, with extortionate diesel and petrol costs, and children with higher food bills. And many have said there is a limit to what the government can do. And the government themselves are saying, we didn't increase petrol or diesel yet. Oh, that's nice of you. But that will happen over the summer. And we'll see 20% going on the cost of it. Because on June the 1st, petrol will go up by 6 cent. And from September the 1st, it will decrease by 7 cent. And on the 31st of October, it will increase by 8%. Diesel will also go up pro rata on these dates as well. Of course, this is when they put the excise duty back up that they took off last year. It's too soon to put it back on again. Remember, of course, don't be fooled. When a government minister comes on the television or onto News Talk or onto RTE and turns around and says, oh, but sure, look, we are doing something. Sure, we didn't put the diesel and the petrol back up. Sure, we didn't take that excise duty back again off you. You know what I mean? Aren't we great? They're not great. Because when you take into consideration that you're paying currently at the moment 170 for your diesel, a little bit less for your petrol, the government are getting 23% of that. They're also getting environmental taxes on that. Most of that is tax. So the government are getting, the more we're paying for, the government are getting more anyway. So the idea that they took a few pence off for the excise duty is nothing really, considering how much they're getting. And crude oil prices are lower than they were 15 years ago. So there's no reason for it to be that expensive. So don't be fooled when they tell you we have done something. They've done nothing for those who are struggling, working, going to work, paying for diesel, paying for petrol. Yes, they've helped out people on social welfare. I'm not saying they shouldn't. Of course they should. But they should be helping everybody else. We're all in the same boat. We all have a different lifestyle that we have to pay for. There are people out there who live in maybe a larger house. Fair play to them. They worked hard all their life, but they now have to heat that house. They now need electricity for that house. They might have two cars because both parents are working. They've now doubled the diesel bill. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's their lifestyle. If somebody's been on the dole for 20 years, that's their lifestyle. You know what I mean? So everybody needs a bit of help. And concerns were raised about the possible fuel shortages. By the way, they said if we take the excise duty straight or put it back on again, you know, or leave it off, should I say, people will rush out on the night and buy loads of fuel and there'll be a fuel shortage. Ah, we'll just stop out of that, lads, for God's sake. Anyway, are you one of the hundreds of thousands that don't know if you can pay next month's bills? And is it fair just to help and give bonuses to people on welfare? And I'm not begrudging the people on welfare. They need it. But is it fair just to help them? Because according to the government, you're grand. You've got a job. You're earning 30 or 40 K a year. Yous are fine. You'll get through this. Is that fair? Are they doing enough for you? Or even if you're on 40 or 50k, are you skint by the 20th of the month and wondering how you're going to pay the bills? Do you wonder, can you pay the bills next month? Does this help you? Are the government doing enough? Or maybe you're one of those people, and I want to be fair and balanced, that believe the government are doing as much as they can now. There's a limit to what they can do with taxpayers' money. So let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. It's easy to bash the government, isn't it? Mike, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Mike?
Hello, nice. How are you?
Good. Mike, I mean, are they doing enough for everybody? I know you can't keep everybody happy all of the time. I get that.
They're not doing enough now. They're all, it's hard to put it in perspective what's going on in the world, but not just this country, but the whole world, like, seems to be up in a heap, like, you know. It's strange when you think about it, you know.
Yeah, I'm 59 and I've never come across stranger times.
No, they really are. They're unprecedented, I think, anyway, you know.
I mean, don't get me wrong, when I was 17 or 18 years of age, we didn't have very much anyway. So we were kind of used to not having much. But we have built a life now. Our lives have all got better in the last 20 years, and we'd like to keep that.
You think so, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd think, you know. But I think it's down myself to, it's down to population control. There has to be something. This world cannot support 8 billion people. It just can't. It's down to that. And yet,
But how do you control? And I'm not going to disagree with you, by the way. Yes, the population of the world is growing fast, particularly in certain parts of the world. The continent of Africa, for example, they expect it to double in the next 30 or 40 years.
Yeah, but, ridiculous.
Yeah, but how do you... I'm not, you know, you've got Asia as well and the larger population parts of the world. How do you control population? You can't really tell people not to have children. The Chinese tried that out for a while. It didn't work too well.
No, it didn't work too well, actually. No, it didn't. But there has to be a way. It can't go on. It's unsustainable. But getting back to the question in hand about surviving, you know, this country in particular, although you've only got to look at our nearest neighbours, and they're in all types of side streets. You know, they really are, because they're actually... Supermarket shelves are actually running low now. We know that it's all down to leaving the EU, but
I've seen the shelves in Britain, you know, in Asda and Sainsbury's and all the places, and basically fruit and veg, there's practically none.
Oh no, they can't get it in, you know. They just can't get it in. Now they're being told a terrible lie by their right wing media. That it's all down to the pandemic, you know, the keeping everyone locked up, you know, for the pandemic, and they're blaming the pandemic, but they know it's a lie. It's because they left the biggest trading bloc the world's ever known, you know, really, and they just walked out blindfolded. It's ridiculous, you know.
Well, it's hard to tell. I mean, I know people condemn Brexit, and other people will think it's great, but it's hard to tell, and we won't know. Or the British certainly won't know for at least another 10 years. You know what? If it was a bad or a good idea?
Well, you'd think they'd know quicker than that. You know, because I mean, surely there are some sceptics now over there that think, you know, did we do the right thing? And the ones voted to leave, surely they're thinking, did we do the right thing?
I can see benefits to it, but I can also see negatives to it as well, Mike. You know, and. As I said, time will only tell, and it will take time. I think Britain's biggest problem currently at the moment is their indecisiveness when it comes to leadership. And I think that's their biggest...
Exactly.
It's like a revolving door at 10 Downing Street at this stage.
Exactly.
Okay, but getting back to Ireland, are we doing enough for, you know, the 89,000 children, 66,000 pensioners, and God knows how many 100,000 people who are in poverty or consistent poverty in this country?
It's the old story now. They're living in these... cattles on a hill, these politicians. They really, when their income is taken into account and the top parliament TDs, you know, have drivers, and the ministers have drivers, and they just don't know. They don't know what the real world's like. They haven't a clue, you know.
So you think they're just disconnected from the people?
Well, of course, yeah, disconnected is a good word for it. They're just absolutely, you know, they come on and they've on the radio and on the television, and they go for all this garbled speech, and all that. God, it's sickening to listen to them. I personally don't listen to the news anymore, really. I don't read the papers. You couldn't keep up with all the bad news, you know.
I've always said that to somebody the other day, that we were being bombarded with news. Somebody says, tell that guy he doesn't know what he's talking about. There's thousands of miles of unused land all over America, Canada, Africa and Asia. The population argument is bull BS. I don't necessarily agree with you. I completely agree with my guy that yes, there is still plenty of space, but we have to have resources for all that space. There has to be services. There has to be food. Yeah. I think there's no problem with finding geographical areas for people to live in. That's not the issue.
Wouldn't it be brilliant, like, if you had a few bomb in your pocket, to go out to the wild somewhere and build a little cottage?
Yeah.
Live happily ever after. Fantastic.
And run electricity out to it. Yeah. Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Stuart as well. Stuart, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Stuart?
Hi, Niall. I'm a taxi driver, as you know, and it's something that I've noticed in the city centre. And I say, I've been taxi driving 26 years, and I trawl this city centre like a fisherman, like a trawler, every night. And something I have noticed, you know, these good people who turn up at outside the GPO and outside the old Bank of Ireland and College Green there in the van, and they feed people and they have the clothes and all I've noticed that the numbers have increased at these sites when these people are there. And when you're working the city as much as I do every night, you kind of get to know the people who are hanging around the spar shop at the bottom of Georgia Street and the centre there and the homeless. And you see the same usual faces, you know?
Yeah.
But I've noticed a lot of people turning up for these people who are helping them with the food and giving out food and clothes. And you just know they're not their usual suspects of people who are there every night on the streets.
Yeah.
You know, there are people, young people, couples and all that. And that's something I have noticed recently has increased.
Yeah. I actually seen a queue yesterday of people for free pancakes.
I thought,
would you really queue up for a free pancake? But however, people did.
And they also do it outside St. Catherine's Church up in Thomas Street as well, you know. And I've noticed a queue. Before there were people all around the table. Now there's a queue.
And do you think they're all genuine? Do you think that all those people genuinely can't afford food?
Yeah, I do. I have three sons now, but they're all grown up. But I do remember when they were small, and I think my kids are around a similar age as your kids, Niall. And you'd remember this as well when they were small. You were always watching the shopping every week because, you know, it was quite expensive, you know,
and
stuff. And now for any like those sort of people who would be watching that. And you see empty shelves now, or the prices have gone up in the supermarkets. You know, it has to have an impact. Like, I know there's the terrible war in Ukraine, and it is terrible, but you'd wonder, is there price gouging going on?
Of course there is.
Everything is going up. Of
course there's price gouging going on. There's no reason, for example, for your electricity, your gas, or your four-quart diesel and petrol to be as expensive as it is at the moment. And the fuel companies, the energy companies, are making massive profits, and bigger profits than they've ever made, as well as the government making huge profits out of the VAT on it. So there's
like
no
you and
reason
I were teenagers
that,
in the 80s growing up. I don't ever remember in the 80s ever remember empty shelves in supermarkets.
Well, I think there was times when we had different things going on. I mean,
I don't ever remember the constant talk of, oh, I went in and all the shelves were empty. I don't ever, maybe it did, but I don't remember as vividly as people are talking about it now.
What I was saying at the start there, it was different times. We had a different lifestyle. We weren't as wealthy. We didn't expect as much. You know,
true.
We weren't as wealthy. We didn't have two cars in a garden. We didn't have fancy mortgages, most of us, because we couldn't afford them. And we weren't paid as well. So it was a different time. But now, I mean, I'm happy with the way the world has turned out over the last 30 years, that we've a better lifestyle. But I want to keep that lifestyle for the next generation.
2023, empty shelves and prices gone up. And it's really putting the pressure on families. Because I do remember when the kids were small. And it's very, very difficult for all those families out there who have young kids, you know. And then, you know, with all the school, everything that has to be done with school and trips and everything, all the added, that has to put huge pressure on families, you know.
I mean, your kids, as you said, are growing up now. But are you feeling the pinch? I mean, you're a taxi driver, so
I certainly noticed now. I had definitely noticed on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the handbrake is pulled up and people going out. I went out on Monday night and I drove for 2.5 hours. I started at 6:30 and I worked for 2.5 hours and I did one fare.
Well, taxi drivers have a great handle on how busy the city is, because
it just reminded me And Monday and Tuesday of this week reminded me, I remembered in 2008 when the crash happened, and that crash happened. And I remembered that kind of feeling of the way, just you got the kind of tempo of the city. And I just got that feeling on Monday and Tuesday of this week of, that feels exactly the same as it was in 2008.
I can remember going back to the days when I worked in the nightclubs, when I was working in Club M and working in Coco's and working in Faces nightclub and all those nightclubs of the 80s and 90s. And I remember, you know, people went out most nights because the clubs were busy all the time.
Yeah.
Now it's primarily just Friday and Saturday. And I don't
Friday, Saturday is concentrated, but I'm certainly noticed the handbrake is pulled up definitely on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And that's people obviously saying, right, we're not going to go out for that little drink during the week, or maybe we'll leave that meal on a Wednesday night, or we're going to stay, you know, because there's so much talk about the price. And it's when something is bounced around so much like that, and you have that constant on the media, radio, television, constantly all the time, it gets into people's heads and people start getting nervous. Mm. And I can understand that, you know.
And do you think, just in relation to what Leo Varadkar did, or what the government did last week, you know, the kind of raft that, well, it was a mini budget essentially, of help for people, do you think they did enough? Or is there a limit to what they can do, do you think?
I suppose there is a limit as well, but, you know, there's only so much they have. Could they have done a bit more? I don't know. Or maybe is it, let's see what they've done and see if that can help, and can they do some more? I don't know. It's hard to know. You know, so you actually got in and saw the books yourself and saw, you know, what's it really like, you know? You don't know, you know?
Okay, well, just stay there for a second, because James, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, James?
Afternoon, T-Noel.
Afternoon. Okay, it says on my screen, they could have done more for the middle class. James is dreading the next couple of months.
Well, I'm like Stuart Niall, as you know, I'm a taxi driver. So, and as you mentioned at the start of the price of fuel going up. Now, we got a 12% increase last year, and that'll be pretty much wiped out.
Well, it is going to be wiped out because, June, when was the dates again? Okay, so June, September and October, the start of each of those months, they're going to put back on the reduction they gave last year in excise duty. So you're going to see it going up by 20 cents a litre.
Like, I remember, Niall, now when it was at its highest, when I went to fill the car, I generally like to keep the car full, so I'll kind of wait till it runs down and I'll fill it back up. And the average price was, it's costing roughly about €120 to fill the tank.
Same
now
as mine, yeah.
I actually filled it yesterday and it was about 105. So now it's going to basically go back to about like another 120. It'll be back up to what it was like. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And as you mentioned, like about the price of food, like they say that inflation 6%. It's not. I would give my wife a hand to do the shopping, and you know, you're coming out with less shopping for more money, or vice versa. You know what I mean? It's just, you can see, like,
where the trolley was costing you 120, now the trolley is costing you 160. Yeah.
And a prime example is the staple stuff like bread. The cheapest bread you used to be able to get last year was 69 cents. The same bread is now €1. Like, you know what I mean? That's a massive.
And that's what I'm going to say. You're seeing more and more people going to Aldi and Lidl and looking for the cheaper option. And I'm not saying they're always cheaper.
One thing I have noticed, though, Niall, about Aldi and Lidl is they're not that cheap anymore. Like, I remember years ago, you go into either of them and you get, say, a pack of 20 slices of ham for €1.59. The same pack of ham now, and I can say this because I was in the other day picking up ham in one of them, is now €2.89. So, you know, Lidl and Aldi have put the prices up to match the other two. Like, they are slightly cheaper. But they are, they are up there with the price. So, like, food for everyone is expensive. And then, you know, as you also mentioned about people going cold and, you know, people not eating. Now, as Stuart, he said, mentioned about a lot of the homeless people, you know, you see them queuing about certain places. I'd often drive down, because I'm a day driver, I drive down by the Cabbage Day Centre down there on Bow Street. And there's massive queues there every day of people.
Leo Varadkar doubted the figure that 1 in 10 were visiting food banks. Do you think 1 in 10 parents are visiting food banks?
I wouldn't be surprised, because what they seem to give you down there, my understanding is they give you like the basic essentials, like I think you get
tins
like
of peas and beans and stuff like that. Yeah,
just stuff that you can probably literally get.
Yeah, non-perishable stuff. Yeah,
probably maybe 2 days of a meal for a family of four or five. But I wouldn't be surprised, Niall, if people are doing it. Like, you know what I mean? Because, you know,
and that could fill the gap. Like, that could make the gap of what they're losing when they do their shopping. You know, and that helps to fill that gap that they're missing. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and anybody can go to a food bank. By the way, they're non-judgmental. You can go there in your BMW in your suit. Because let's be clear about
it. Wonderful people, I have to say.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can have a BMW and a suit on and still be skinned. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah. And still have no food. Listen, lads, thanks very much indeed. It's always good to talk to the taxi drivers because, of course, taxi drivers listening to us have a great handle on what's going on in the city and the cities around Ireland because they see it for themselves and they witness everything every single day of the week. Before we go into the break, here's a quick message, although I don't think he's taking it seriously enough.
Niall, Dave here. There'll always be plenty of hunky-dories on the shelf after it because they're after going up leading 30 cents a packet.
Are they?
I usually win every lunchtime and get myself a packet. I won't be getting them
cheese
again.
Cheese and onion,
cheers,
I hope.
Niall, talk to you later. 120 to 150. Cheers, mate. Talk to you later.
Ah, that's it. We all know that it's over once the hunky-dories go up. Jeepers, Dave. I think there's more serious things than packets of hunky-dories, but however, I don't know exactly the price of a packet of hunky-dories, and I hope it's cheese and onion you're going for, Dave. By the way, the hunky-dories, cheese and onion, you really can't beat them. Hunky-dories, if you're listening, you can send us in a box. We got pancakes the other day just for mentioning it, didn't we? The number's 087-188-0008. Have you noticed the price of a packet of hunky-dories going up? No, I'm joking. Have you noticed the price of everything going up? And is the government doing enough? Do you believe their targeted measures today are targeted enough? Are they missing out on the middle class who have the bills as well to pay?
On App Store, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
All right, let me go to Teresa. Teresa, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Teresa?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Are you struggling looking through your purse at the end of the month?
Oh, will you stop? There is nothing. I think it's the working people is the new poor, in Ireland.
Yeah.
I am an employee, but I'm out of work at the moment. But I see it from both sides. And I think if you are working and you have paid all your contributions and everything, you don't get any of these payments. The fuel allowance and all these things. You don't get any of that. Well, I haven't got them anyway, and it's not for looking.
You're not on a social welfare payment, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You just don't get them. But I was away for 3 days. A good friend of mine actually was a student here in Galway, and she stayed, and she was on an allowance from her parents. But she just could not afford to live in Ireland. So unfortunately, she went back to her own country in Germany.
Okay.
And... Niall, I was just shocked. I mean, I've never been to Germany. I have done some travelling. But, I mean, we are just fleeced here. I'm considering leaving. I've just got to that stage now. I can no longer...
That's sad, isn't it? Because it's a lovely country and you'd like to stay here. So it is sad that you're being priced out of your own country.
You're priced out. And I think Ireland is pricing themselves out of the market because my daughter, she's just got her degree. She's on about going in July, going to Canada. I've already got all the other kids. There's three of them gone already.
Where are they all gone?
Canada. One of them went traveling. Well, he's actually based in Portugal at the moment, working for an Irish company. But they're going. Canada's where they're looking for at the moment. It's a dear country, but their infrastructure and services are good.
Okay.
But here, there's nothing. I mean, I was comparing the prices because, you know, you hear so much everywhere you go now. It's like, oh, it's the COVID, it's the war in Ukraine, it's the Brexit. It's absolutely bull. We have been lied to. We have been fleeced. I mean, my daughter's a manager of Lidl, which is a German store. And I went into the stores with them. I nearly fell down. I was like, what? Like, Germany's dear. But Ireland is way, way dearer.
Yeah, and there's no justification for the increase in prices.
Not at all. I went into Aldi the other day for something because that's where I would go. I mean, now I'm living on the basics. Like, I will make homemade soup. And the foods of meat I've stopped getting. I know
the UK it can be a rip-off as well, right? But yeah. I spend most of my time now in the north. And there's still a massive difference in price for stuff like bread, vegetables, all that kind of stuff. You know, the basic stuff, it's so much cheaper in the UK. And by the way, they give out about the price, but it's so much cheaper. You know what I mean?
She said that to me, yeah. Even wine, now I don't drink. I've seldom, but I used to have a drink and whatever.
Yeah, wine is twice the price here it would be in the UK. You know, because they brought in that minimum pricing going back, which was a complete waste of time, by the way, last year. I don't know who it's supposed to benefit. But that was, again, another reason to fleece us. And now the only thing I'd say is that in the UK, of course, the petrol and diesel is more or less the same price, if not a bit more expensive. But I mean, we really are struggling. And I don't know how long people can continue this. And I think it's sad, Teresa, that Irish people feel they can't live here anymore. That it's too expensive.
Yeah. Well, I felt that because I met a lot of people from Ireland. Like, as I said, my cousin now, she's actually based in London. She's thinking of Canada as well because she said things have changed there. But we were in Bruges as well, and they had a great price for the Irish. And as you said, Niall, rightly so, I love our country. But we cannot, you know, we cannot live here. I mean, I'm in the process now, you know, divorce, looking for a place. I can't afford proper rent. The rents have gone through the roof. I can't justify. And I've seen an apartment her mom is living in. It's 650. It was beautiful, Maya. You couldn't even get that. You can't even get anything even in Oran Mór.
She won't. I spend time, obviously, in Dublin. And I couldn't afford to have a one-bed apartment for the time I spend in Dublin during the week. I couldn't afford a one-bedroom apartment in Dublin. I mean, they're looking at near the city, 2,500 to 3,000.
Yeah.
I mean, who earns that kind of money that could justify giving that kind of money away?
Well, you can't. And I've got colleagues as well, all work. Some of them two working in. And they're saying the same. I mean, they're literally, I mean, there is nothing. And I've got friends going without food.
Yeah, and just with the cost of everything on top of that, you know, that rent or that mortgage that you have, I mean, it's you just can't do it. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Aaron. Aaron, you're on Ireland's Classic Against Radio. How are you doing, Aaron?
Hi, a lot of things.
Good, Aaron. I mean, it's quite sad to listen to Teresa and other people saying they can't afford to live in their own country anymore. I mean, that's a sad state of affairs, isn't it?
It's a disgrace. You can only thank our pathetic government for that. Once again, pricing them all out is... They can't afford anything. You hear families on left, right and centre. They can't afford their bills. There was one girl on, I think she was, her wage, her electricity bill came in, I think it was just over €2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, was, she was saying there that's her wage.
Yep.
So she can't afford to pay her childcare bill, her food, and all the other stuff to go with it.
It reminds me of the 1960s, or you know, or when I was a young fellow, my father was going out knocking off flights.
It's actually worse.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's 10 times worse.
Yeah.
And the government are doing nothing. They're actually coming on and speaking, saying that they're doing, they're giving you an extra €200 off the electricity.
But that's coming to an end, by the way. There's no suggestion they're going to be doing that again, apart from March, obviously.
They're
not going to be doing that anymore.
There should be something done about these electric companies and whatever else. Jesus, Mother God, they're making billions.
Well, they were very quick to put the price up when the price of oil and gas went up, but they're not very quick to put it back down again.
No, but that's always the case.
Because, as I said, you already... If you look at the price of crude oil today, and if you go on online, anybody can go online and see the graph, I mean, it's cheaper. Crude oil and natural gas is cheaper now than it's been in years.
Yeah.
But yet we're still paying those premium prices.
We're paying top price. My diesel bill alone... per week is just over 300 a week. €350 a week.
Well, what are you doing? Are you driving for a living, yeah?
I'm a bread man, Niall.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, my diesel bill is €650 a month.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not including the heating oil as well on top of that.
Between that now, we've VAT bill on top of that. So he goes, Jesus Christ, you're talking per week, I suppose €750, €790 alone before I make any money.
I know. It's tough, isn't it? Yeah. How are you expected to put up with that? That can't continue.
It can't sustain it.
No.
It can't. It's just when you see everything going up, every single thing going up, all the basics, as you pointed out there a few minutes ago, everything's gone through the roof. You see, like, you listened to a guy there, I think it was a taxi man there a few minutes ago. He was on about even the normal people's families, the small families coming in and they're buying all the cheap stuff. They are, but they still can't afford it. Then that goes to show you how bad and how far we've gone.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Morris before we go to the break as well. Morris, you're on Ireland's Classic Against Radio. How are you doing, Morris?
I'm just after coming out of a food bank to get me lunch.
well, it seems that 1 in 10 people are.
I know, and I've seen it myself. And I was listening to somebody on the radio the other day, and they said 2 working parents in a school came in over Christmas to get a food parcel.
I know.
That's
what I'm saying. I was talking to somebody who worked in a food bank, and they said, we don't judge people. People in suits and Mercedes arrive up, but they've no money. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, listen, I just got my first gas bill in, €710, right? So I told you last year that I got mortgage free, so my savings are going to pay for my gas bill. I'm lucky. But I'd normally send a few bob over to Sinead and the kids in England, you know, school and the holidays coming and Sinead has admitted to my wife that she went to a food bank and she's living in the UK. Her and her husband are working and they have 3 children. And my daughter and her husband had to go to the food bank to get help. And they're walking with three children. Oh, but the UK, it's in here.
Yeah.
You know?
And by the way, I know it's in the UK, it's happening in the UK too, but it's still cheaper in the UK to live than it is to live here.
It is. Well, you're talking about...
But mind you, the salaries are lower in the UK.
57 million people buying products compared to 5 million here.
Yeah.
You know? But listen, I'll give you one example.
Very quickly, have I got a minute left? There,
ever since I got my stent in my heart, right, I'm looking after my health. So they recommend that I drink 2 litres of water a day, which I do. I was buying 2 litres of water for 35 cents. Now it's 70 cents.
See, that there's no that's reason for that. I mean, the war in Ukraine doesn't affect the price of water. So I don't understand it.
Excuse under the it's sun the to put the prices up.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. So I told people last week when I rang about my car insurance, the guy on the phone, I said, why has it gone up 100 quid? He said, the war in Ukraine. I said, you're having a laugh, pal.
About right.
Niall, Carol is a very astute shopper, right? And she told me, she said, the butter that we buy has gone from 189 to 249. So we're going back to the old days when the kids were young. And I'm 62 now next month, right? So in the old days, we'd go to Dunnes, we'd go to Lidl and Aldi. Things got better, we just shopped in one shop. Now we're going back to Dunnes, we're going back to Lidl, back to Aldi. Because we get a little bit of everything somewhere that's cheaper and it helps.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Loads of voice apps, or should I say WhatsApp voicemails. I just want to play them here just before we go into the news.
Hey, you know, I'm sorry I just can't come on there, but I was in Aldi's the other day there, and there was a young girl, I'd say she was about 25, two kids, and she put her shopping up onto the counter, and she said to the lady, when she was putting it through, she said, I've only got 80 euros, so can you stop at 80 euros? Jesus, my heart nearly broke for her, so I just said to her, okay, just keep going, and whatever it is, I'll give you the rest, and it was only
good 20 man.
Quid, but Jesus. That's how hard-pressed people are.
Good man, I'm glad you did
How's
that.
How's it going, Al? So, yeah, just a quick one. So, I moved here in 2019, and at that time, it was only myself working. So, we were on very, very tight budget. So, we were getting by on groceries for a family of three for about 60 euro a week. And that was my daughter's lunch goodies and a decent dinner every single night. Now, we're sitting, 2023, and I can't do a grocery shop under 100 euro, and that's buying exactly the same type of things. No luxuries, just the bare minimal the to get through the week.
Yeah.
It's gone up easily 40, 50 euros for the...
Niall, Dave here. There'll always be plenty of hunky dories on the shelf after it, because they're after going up leading 30 cents a packet.
See, I just have to play that again, Dave, because I'm just shocked by the hunky dories. And you've lightened the mood of the whole show. Thank you very much indeed, Dave. Sorry to hear that. Brian, well done to you, by the way. That was a wonderful thing for you to do to pay for the rest of the shopping. And I understand absolutely the same shopping that you would have bought, by the way, as well, to our other messenger there for your kids some time ago has gone up or nearly tripled in price. Anyway, it is quite miserable, isn't it, to listen to all of that. So I decided to cheer you up just before we get into the news. And you know the way everything has to be inclusive nowadays. You know your man Sam Smith, he's looking for, what do they call them, fisher them, not fishermen anymore. And everybody has to use the them, he, her pronouns and all that kind of nonsense. Well, I personally believe it's nonsense. Anyway, the Beatles songs had to be changed, unfortunately, because they wouldn't be very gender inclusive. So they're changing them. I have a quick listen. So this is the inclusive Beatles. She loves you, yeah. Oh, it gets better. Gets better, I swear to God. Much better.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio, the multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.